This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Karnatz.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
Yesterday evening, you were up at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
Inside the Great Hall for this year's edition of Mozart in the Museum. The Artisphere Festival Orchestra playing inside. This is a world-renowned gathering of musicians, many of them young. Last year's average age, 26. Corrado Rivera is considered a very good conductor, so it's a world-class orchestra. Then you're in the Great Hall, which you've been in, I think.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, and it's, if you sit in there, 80% of the walls are glass.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's spring right now, so these deep greens. And then, even if you're in the back row, you're only maybe 20 feet, 25, well, maybe 40 feet away.
They're right there.
If you're in the back row. So it's so intimate. And it hit me last night, this is very rare to have this level of musicianship this close in this kind of venue. And I think everyone was just kind of buzzing afterward because it was magnificent.
Well, you were there because you and Katie Henriksen, our classical music producer,
yes,
were there because we broadcast this performance live,
yes,
on KUAF.
Yes, as it happened.
Y'all sounded great.
Well, thank you.
I mean,
we
had a good time. Yeah, it was great. It was great. But in addition to just, you know, kind of commentating on the performance, you also were able to interview some of the performers.
Right. Two-thirds of Time for Three. The trio that has actually received a lot of attention lately because two of them couldn't get on a plane flight with their violins.
Right.
They wanted the violins checked, so this video has gone viral. But they will be performing with the Artisphere Festival Orchestra Saturday night at Walton Arts Center, a concert of American composers' music. And so after last night, two of the three, Nick Kendall and Rand Meyer, two of the three of Time for Three, sat down, talked to Katie and talk to me about the performance and just how excited they were about their upcoming performance with the Artisphere Festival Orchestra.
Oh, man, that's going to be outstanding. I mean, they're so great. And a lot of them are actually friends of ours.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about being here and seeing them play. They're just enjoying. And also, actually, this piece that we just heard them play, the Jupiter Symphony, Renan and I used to have reading sessions at Curtis. Back, this is where we went to school. We went to
I remember
Institute.
That.
You remember, and just conductor, and just having jam sessions on this piece, and so it brings back memories of that energy.
Yeah, and that fourth movement of the Jupiter was just outstanding.
Yeah.
So much energy, fervor. It was incredible.
Let's talk a little bit about Saturday night's concert. It's Copland. It's Brubeck.
Yeah, Jennifer Hagen, Blue Cathedral as well.
We were in the orchestra.
When it premiered at Curtis.
We were the first performance of it.
Nice.
We were in the orchestra at Curtis.
She had all these Chinese balls. There's this part in the cathedral where everyone has to do this musical thing with the Chinese balls. And the piece became so popular,
yeah,
that she actually had to rent, like, you know, so many different sets of these and couldn't get them out in time for, like, the next, you know, performance of the piece. But the piece that we're playing is Travels in Time for Three by Chris Brubeck, the son of Dave Brubeck, the late Dave Brubeck. And it's an outstanding piece. He comes from a jazz tradition, plays bass trombone and a little bass guitar, so he's a man after my own heart.
Absolutely.
And he basically takes us through a journey of all these different genres of music within sort of the idiom of jazz. We start in kind of just, you know, typical bebop. It runs its course into the kind of funk. It goes into gospel. It makes its way even to baroque, and then finishes in a tango. Only the first movement.
That's just the first
movement.
Exactly.
Yeah. I knew we'd get that reaction from you guys.
Yeah, the second movement is like an Irish Celtic.
I thought you were singing with the whole piece.
I know, nope, just the first.
Oh.
Second movement's Celtic and a little funk.
Yep.
So that's it for that one. And then the third movement is just this slow, lush, beautiful colors called Suspended Bliss. And then the fourth movement, again, is a major journey, much like the first. All different styles.
Now, you guys have experience with this, but how do you meld so many different genres and types of music together to create something that holds together as one piece?
We've talked a lot about this. I think, you know, growing up in America and experiencing as young people around many different types of experiences, and not only music, I mean, just American culture. There's such a fusion of different type of experiences. And I think the way we put our styles together is how food is fusing together. it's organically, you know, food. You have like French and Asian cuisine, and it's those two melded together. You may have the ingredients of the sources, but together they create something completely new and original. I think for us, it's how we build our compositions. I mean, really the biggest struggle in our career is people trying to pigeonhole us, but really we're just musicians. We're speaking the language of music. I know it's so generic to say, and so cliche,
true.
But it really is, because we're fusing together in an organic way styles that we like, and music that we like. But really what it boils down to, even after all that, is the moment that we get to be on stage or playing with each other and having that experience and sharing that energy with whoever we're collaborating with, each other, anywhere. So it's just fun. It's just a lot of fun. And it's sometimes just as simple as that. And we just happen to be fusing together many different cultural things in one, you know?
Absolutely.
What is it like to come to a festival like this where you're here for a matter of days, you're around peers, people who, because you guys do not like for enthusiasm anyway, but what is it, can you describe what it's like for you to be here immersed in this, not just the rehearsals, but the hanging out and the energy?
Well, we're no stranger to this type of thing, and we do residencies mm-hmm. all over the world and you know, get out to a place. And one of the things that Time for Three likes to do is actually be in a city for more than one day.
Oh, my gosh.
It gets exhausting otherwise. And so it's really nice when we get to just spread out. We make friends pretty quickly. We get to know a lot of people. And fortunately, we also have the pleasure of being on, you know, involved with the media, you know, and getting interviewed so people get to know us. So it's a great in, you know. It's sometimes I feel like I know every other city better than I know the one that I'm from because of the way that we get just sort of, you know, infused, you know, into the society of the culture of wherever we're going. So it's really a wonderful experience, and this place is awesome. You know, it's so great to actually travel the world and tell people about Fayetteville and what it's all about. Some people may have heard of it, others maybe not, and to kind of educate them about it and to tell them that there's this incredible festival, Artosphere, down here. And I mean, the orchestra is outstanding, conductor's terrific. Peter Lane is somebody, the president, who we've known forever. There he is, by the way.
There he is, looking at us.
and he was one of our first breaks as musicians. So it really is, it's so cliche to say, but it really is a small world, and it's just great to be able to share in that way.
Well, Saturday night you'll be on stage and you'll be around, you know, hither and yon in Flynn.
we spent a lot of time already in the last 2 days playing for local children and schools.
Man, the kids here, they're just so great. I mean, you really are doing something well with that. I mean, the music school, we went to the Bentonville Arts.
Yeah. Oh, Benton County School of the Arts.
Yeah. And we were there for the last couple days, and that was tremendous. And I mean, these kids, they're just so good. We have this bully prevention video, mm-hmm. and we play it for them to start out the outreach, and then we talk about it with them.
That was
amazing. They're just so, they're so captive, you know, and they have so many beautiful things to share about, you know, their own experiences, people that they may have been bullied with and why it's not good and how they can overcome it and the empowerment, you know, and the message that goes along with it. The video is pretty interesting because it's about this young boy who gets bullied for playing the violin, and then he fights back with his instrument and with his music, and then kind of wins over the bully and gets the girl, you know.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. It's a real pleasure.
And welcome back to Northwest Arkansas.
Thank you very much.
Great to see
you
all. Guys.
Thank you. Time for Three will be with the Artosphere Festival Orchestra Saturday night. The American Crossroads Concert at Walton Arts Center begins at 8, and the tickets begin at $10. ¶¶